good afternoon. So this project is a part of a three-year organic transitioning project. We have the same cover crops, so the management is based on when the cover crops are there, how you are going to maximize the benefits of cover crops for organic vegetables. So I was in the organic management session this morning, and we're talking about like tillage is kind of very important for organic vegetable productions, especially for weed control, besides all the other benefits I listed here. And we also know there are negative sides of tillage because the soil health problem, the soil issue, the erosion. Also, as I mentioned, we found great greenhouse gas emissions from the tillage system. Another common practice for organic vegetable production is plastic mulch. It's mainly for weed control, but the farmers also get other benefits from it because of the warm soil temperature. So it speeds up the plant growth and can get the vegetable early to the market and get high values. And the negative side of plastic mulch is the material cost and also problems of removal and disposal of the plastic mulch and also some environment issues like increased greenhouse gas emissions. And you may get that when in the summer because we're in Maryland in the western and eastern coast. So we have a summer, we have sometimes storm. And so when there's a heavy rainfall, you get a runoff in those fields because the water doesn't go to the field, into the soil. And another common practice in organic vegetable production is the increased using of cover crops for all the purposes that reduce soil erosion and catch the post-harvest nitrogen residue and also alleviate soil compaction and suppress weeds. And also, especially those organic small farmers, they have pick up your own vegetable, so they like to have their farms look beautiful in all year round. So we see the first picture on the left side is the spring cover crop. Actually, it was planted in the fall, and the middle is the summer. They have cover crops in the summer in the vegetable crop. And the right side picture is the cover crop in the fall cool season vegetable crop. So you can have cover crops all year round if managed properly. So our study objective is to compare the effects of different tillage systems when it's integrated into cover crop for organic vegetable production or weed suppression and crop yield. The location is in the Central Maryland Research and Education Center. We have a very sandy soil, and the climate in the East Maryland or Middle Central Maryland is a humid subtropical climate. So we have the rainfall is about 1,200 millimeters per year, and average temperature is like close to 30 Celsius degree, and with the low in January and highest in July. Cover crop, we use a mixture of three species. Usually it's planted in from middle August to middle September. So we have forage radish, which is frost is winter killed, and we have a crimson clover and cereal rye. This picture shows the cover crop looks like in early December, just before the forage radish is winter killed. And then in next spring, like in any May, you can see from the picture, we have really very good stands of crimson clover on the right. We use flame oil, as you see in the picture. We have a completely randomized block design with four blocks for the treatments. We have two conventional tillage. The picture on the upside is the bare ground because we don't have any surface mulch of conventional tillage. And the next is after conventional tillage, we have a black plastic mulch. And we have a no-till and a strip till, which is about 1 foot wide strip in the, for the planter row. And the work schedule, we usually frame all cover crops in the two conventional treatment plots. So the second week of May, we plow those plots, and also we mow the cover crops in the no-till, strip-till plots. The third week, we usually apply fertilizer, the pre-planting fertilizer, and then we disco the background plots, and also the BP plots, and lay the plots chip, and the strip-till plots, we apply the strip-till, and then we do transplanting or planting our main cash crops. The second week of July, we usually mark out the weed area, and also we do weed survey, and after that we do hand weeding, and this has been done on the fourth week of June, and it just show how we lay out the weed area in the plots. So we have used two locations per plot, and the dimension of the weed area is 1 meter long and 0.25 meter wide. So from middle of May to early September, we harvest our vegetables. For eggplant, the first year we harvest twice per week, and this year we harvest three times per week. And sweet corn, we had a total of three harvests. So it's just your the first year, 2012, we had eggplants, and this year we had eggplants again, and then last year we had sweet corn. Weed density, that was from the second week of July, the first week survey. So the figure from left to right, from 2012, 2013, and 2014, and that's from the weed count from planter row. We've consistently found that the weed density was high in the background and strip till plots. In the planter row, like the rows, between the two plant rows, we find the high weed density in the background and the plastic plot treatments. So the no-till treatments consistently have no weed density in the plant row and in the rows. And so no-till was the most effective in weed separation, followed by the plastic plot treatment and strip till, while the background was the least effective. And we took weed dry matter samples usually before the weeds go to produce seeds. However, this shows the data of 2012. We marked out the weed free area after first cultivation. So you can see the weed density, weed dry matter was lower for the background and the plastic plots. And this shows the weed density, weed dry matter in the 2013 and this year. So we found a really high weed dry matter in the background plots, and also the BP and strip till had the second, and the no-till was the least. This year we found the weed dry matter was higher in the BP and the strip till plots. So from these 2 years, we found the plastic plots and no-till treatments had the least, had less weed dry matter. In terms of yield, first year, we talked about, as I mentioned earlier, that because the weedy area, the weeds was removed from first cultivation, so we didn't find any yield difference in the weedy area among treatments. And the weedy free area, we found the yield was low actually in the no-till treatment plots. And there was no difference among inside each treatment. We didn't find difference in the weedy or weedy free area. For the no-till plot, we think because we made the soil moisture temperature and the plant growth, so we found that the snow growth of the no-till, of the eggplants in the no-till plot is due to the poor soil temperature, because we end the harvest in like middle August. Last year, the sweet corn yield, the orange ball, and the yield was actually reduced a lot in the background, and the spiritual plus, even the personal plus, the yield was reduced because of the weed. And the weed-free area, the yield was high in the spiritual plus. So we think the weed control was really important in the background and the spiritual plus. And a yield in weed-free area in the spiritual was higher, so you may suggest that the yield potential will be high in the strip till treatment if the weeds are under control. And eggplants, plant dry matter in 2014, because we harvested so many times this year, sometimes students forgot to label the eggplants from weed area, so we don't have a good data for the eggplants, but we had plant dry matter. So the dark, the green, and the blue balls are the plant dry matter from the weed area. It's reduced enough in the structural part, but there was no difference between the between the plastical and low-tier parts if you compare the weed from weed area, weed-free treatments. So there was great weight pressure in the background and the strip till plots. So we try to find what's the weed dry matter, how it's correlated with the yield or the plant size, and they're all negative correlations. So that's red corn yield and weed dry matter in 2013, and the plant dry matter, first weed dry matter, also negative correlated. So in conclusion, for weed pressure, we think no-till has the lowest input in terms of energy level and money, but the most effective. And the BP has the highest input and the moderate effective. Strip-till has no input and some extent effective. Background has the higher input and not effective. The mechanism for weed suppression is mainly due to the surface mulch, I didn't present my data here, but we found that really the coverage of residue coverage is negatively related with the weed density. So for no-till, we think we recommend for weed control is most efficient. But it has problem of the slow growth of crops, maybe due to the cold soil temperature. Strip till has high yield potential if weeds are under control. We recommend to use still seed bed technical to reduce weed pressure. And so in the long term, both no-till and strip till, if managed properly, especially strip till, it can help reduce weed seed bed and improve soil health and also the yield. This just shows if you don't know what's the stale base and stale seed bed technical, the yield is after like we will have some other experiment doing this now. So your strip till your soil and another weeds to germinate, and a few weeks later you remove those weeds and then you plant your cash crops and you get good weed control later on. This project was funded by UC Geneva. The OIG, the Organic Transition Program, and also we got funding from Maryland Vegetable Growth Association. Of the agricultural ecology as the farm crews at the research station and our lab mates, and we had so many student interns interested to help this project. This is just some pictures from students for this year. Thanks.
Thank you. Mark's got a quick question.
Did you see any like retillering from the rye after you tried to terminate it with a flail mower in the spring?
The question is if we see the retillering of rye after flail mower. No, we don't see it because we gotta wait it after the ethanol the rye developing like to the flower stage or producing seeds that so we flail mower and we didn't have that problem. Because we have our crops eggplants and sweet corn usually we have to wait till like maybe middle or late May. So we have plenty of time to let them grow to that stage.
Okay, thank you very much.